are so busy these days that just getting their attention can be frustrating, let alone getting them to do something for us. Oh, it can drive you crazy. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program. And today we're going to be taking a look at building influence with people from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. In this busy, cluttered world we live in, how can we build influence with the people around us? And it is a busy, cluttered world. Emails and meetings at work, they just seem to bombard us. And at home, it's the kids and their activities and the sport and entertainment and doing the tax return. And, you know, it just all mounts up. And maybe you're not in that situation. Maybe you're a grandparent, or maybe you're a widow, and you see your kids and your grandkids, they're racing around and doing all this stuff, and you're sitting at home thinking, why don't they ever ring me? How come they never pay any attention to me? Well, whether it's at work or at home or wherever with our extended family, most of the people around us have too much to do. And because we have to focus on so many different things, to get something else on our agendas, well, it has to stand out from the crowd. And the one thing that really makes other people in our lives stand out from the crowd is value. Jesus knew this. Jesus saw the disciples squabbling. And they were squabbling about who's going to be first among them, who's going to be the more important, who's going to be the kingpin number one. And Jesus said, listen, guys, if any of you wants to be first, you have to be the very last. And you have to be the servant of all. Now, it's easy to say, oh, well, look, that was 2,000 years ago. I mean, life was a lot slower then, and Jesus isn't here now. And, well, we live in a much busier, much more sophisticated, electronic, entertainment-focused world. What does he know? But it turns out that Jesus has a real point. Over this last week, I've been sharing with you, if you've been able to join us, about a man who has been my mentor for the last 20 years. His name is Graham. He's a really wise man. And he's taught me a lot of things, a lot of the people skills, the living skills that were gaps in my life before I was able to work with him. He and I had a consulting firm together in the information technology industry. And one of the things I noticed with him when we were going to visit senior managers in client organizations or organizations we were trying to sell our services to, he would always make a point of stopping outside the senior manager's door and inquiring of his secretary and saying, hi, how are you? My name's Graham. What's your name? And he would always strike up a relationship. And as we were leaving, he would always say to her, and it was mostly her, the secretary, he would say, thanks so much. It was really great. Nice meeting you. I'll see you around. And after a few of these, I said, Graham, why do you bother? I mean, why do you do that? What is it with the secretary thing that you always say hello and you're nice to them and stuff? And he said, think about it. He said, who's the gatekeeper? Who do you have to get through on the phone and through the door before you can get into the senior manager's office? The answer is the secretary. Right? And if you haven't got the secretary on your side, you're just not going to get in and see the senior manager. And I recall with one of our clients, an organization in government that we worked with for many, many years, there was one particular senior manager who's a really good guy. He's extremely busy. And the managers reporting to him often couldn't get in to see him. But Graham and I could get in to see him any time that we wanted to. It turns out that it's the little things that count in building influence with people. I was at a conference in the UK recently, and there was a man from a radio station in the Philippines there. And I said to him, oh, we have an office in the Philippines. Why don't I put you in touch with him? And so when I got home, I sent him an email and also our Filipino director an email saying, listen, you guys should get together for a cup of coffee. Well, one of my co-workers here at Christianity Works was saying to me recently, oh, my daughter's, you know, on an exchange thing to Canada and she's living there and it's so hard for us to get to talk to her. And so I said to him, look, there's a bit of technology on the internet called Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, and it lets you talk across the internet using some headphones and a microphone anywhere in the world for free. And so I showed him how to use it and where it was and how to get it, very quick and very easy. It was just a small thing. And he rang me on Skype just the other day and he said, thank you so much that I can talk to my daughter. What did that cost me? Nothing. you might see an article that you think, oh, so-and-so would be interested in that. Why don't I send it to them with a personal little handwritten note? Or go and visit someone on their own turf. You know, in companies, people often sit on the other side of a petition from one another and they send each other emails instead of going and having a cup of coffee downstairs and having a bit of a chat. Or maybe you think of someone and you give them a quick phone call and say, look, I was just thinking about you. How's it going? Now, these days, these little things go such a long way to building influence and relationship. These days, people call it marketing and networking, but it's just plain common sense. Little things. They're a deposit in a relationship. They say, I value you. Make a connection for people, as in the case of those people in the Philippines. Or sometimes someone just needs a hand carrying the ball that next step, you know, through that next gate. They just can't quite get there, but somehow you help them to do that. Proactively looking out for other people. That's what Jesus meant when he said, if anyone wants to be first, the one with the most influence in these people's lives, be the very last. Be the servant. Be the one who sees opportunities for other people and helps them through the gate. When you have a meeting, be there on time. When you say you're going to deliver something, deliver it when you said you would. Be the last. Be the servant of all. I cannot begin to tell you how many doors have opened for me since I learned this. And sometimes it's obvious. I mean, in the case of the secretary and the boss, it's pretty obvious that she's the gatekeeper or he's the gatekeeper. Great to see that these days there are more and more personal assistants and secretaries who are blokes. But that secretary is the gatekeeper to the boss. That's obvious. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not a case of wanting to get something out of someone, but you just see an opportunity where you can make a connection for people or help them or invest in some way or keep in touch or go and visit and have a cup of coffee and build a relationship, invest in the relationship. And sometimes we feel like saying, well, I shouldn't have to. They should invest in me. Well, we do. And you know why? Because most people never learned this stuff when they were growing up. Most people have never really read Jesus' words where he says, if you want to be first, then you have to be the very last. You have to be the servant of all. Most people have never really come to grips with the enormity of the wisdom contained in those very few words. If we want to be first, if we want to be the people who really have influence with other people, we need to be the last. We need to be the servant. We need to be proactively looking for opportunities to bless and to help other people. Investment builds interest. We know that. The reason you invest money in an investment account or in a stock market or in real estate is because you want to get a return. Well, I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that we should invest in people just to get a return. But Jesus just nails this. If we want to have the influence with people, if we want to be able to pick up the phone and get straight through to people, if we want them to be the ones that ring us back, first, we need to invest in the relationship. Jesus is so full of real, nitty-gritty, practical, loving advice. Next week, on A Different Perspective, we're going to continue with this series, The Things They Forgot to Teach Us When We Were Growing Up. We'll be talking about what happens when people have knee-jerk reactions. Before we go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time Monday. with a different perspective.